Hey, Giant fans, welcome to the Giant Insider podcast. My name is Jerry Foley. I'm the senior editor of the Giant Insider newspaper. And with me, as always, is the beat writer in the heart of Giants Nation. Nobody beats the biz, Chris Bisignano. On this episode, we will be discussing the Joe Shane presser. And we'll put in our picks for what we believe the Giants will do in the first round. And Chris, I got to be honest with you. We are, what, less than a week away from the first round. And I'm very happy, because I have no idea what the hell we're doing. And I think that's a good thing, right? There's been too many years with the Giants where they were not so subtly leaning one way, and you kind of knew where they were going to go. You know, I think I have an idea, but really, like, I don't think anything, there's not much that would surprise me for what they do, whether it's trade up, stay at six, trade back, who they take. Look, man, this is what it's all about. And we're less than 6 days away from, you know, I think, making a real impact with this team with the picks that we have one way or the other. And if you're a Giants fan, I think you got to be excited about that at least, man.
Yeah, I'm reading Twitter. Adam Schefter just reported the Giants moved up to number three. They traded. No, I just want to get everybody's attention. I wanted to get everybody's attention. So no, the Giants are at six still, folks. Look, Shane came on with us yesterday and basically told us nothing.
And Chris got, guys, if you don't know, Chris got the first question and it's very easy to figure it out. Chris, he looks over and Chris asks about the quarterback. So nice job by you, dude. Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, the point of that question was, I was hoping that maybe Joe would say, well, you know, when we evaluate, we look for a guy with that whole challenge, those tight windows, a big arm. You know, if he says something like that, you say, oh, okay, they like Drake May. You know what I mean? Right. You know, right. Or we look for a guy that, you know, they can move the chain. You know,
we look for a proven winner. And you're like, McCarthy
presence,
it is.
Pocket yeah. presence guy, you know. Yeah. Guy. The point of my question was, if Joe would have said something, was like, okay, well, you know, they sit there and they evaluate this and that. Well, maybe you could eliminate this guy in a way, maybe this guy, all that stuff. But as you heard, Jerry, Joe said, well, we evaluate everybody the same, different. We look at all different things, every position. So he basically was saying, Chris, I ain't telling you shit. So, right. But she basically did the whole press up. A few things I found interesting. He seemed pretty adamant. And I don't get me wrong. To me, it doesn't mean that much. But the way he said, I'm comfortable going with the three quarterbacks on the roster going into the season. Now, I don't know. You know, to me, it still doesn't mean they're not going to try to get a quarterback.
Yeah, I think that's a lie.
But I think he's preparing the Giants fan base of, like, well, we might not get a guy moving up or a guy dropping back what we like at six. So be prepared. We might get a quarterback, but it might not be in the first six picks.
Right.
Either we move up, you know, all that stuff. That's the impression I got. And I think Joe's been kind of throwing it out there the last week or so. You know, to me, a little bit too, Jerry, is when Daniel was on with us the other day. He was on a Zoom with us. Mm-hmm. And to me, it was like, I'm sure I'm looking into this. It's like, well, he's kind of like the Giants are saying, well, here's Daniel, who, mind you, was rehabbing still, right?
Yeah.
And okay, well, we're going to throw Daniel on because be prepared, Giants fans, because this is going to be your guy. And we might not get that guy we're looking to get.
Right.
You know? And it always falls back to, Jerry, who do they really grade out that high? And they might have a couple of kids graded out that they know that they're probably not going to get.
Right.
And they're going to have to go into phase two as a DEFCON 2 as far as either moving up from the second round or trading back, whatever it might be, you know, to try to get one of those other guys. So do I think, Jerry, that the Giants will still seeking a quarterback in this draft? Yes, I do. But do I have this gut feeling, Jerry, that they're kind of preparing the fan base like, well, we're not going to reach. We're not just going to draft a kid at six because the fan base wants a new quarterback and we got to get Daniel out of here. No, that's not going to happen either.
Right.
My opinion, Jerry, my gut, we'll talk about who we feel we're going to draft a little while. We'll get your opinion on your gut. And I'm just trying to think of something else in the presser that Joe kind of said. Look, he was asked about Daniel, and he basically said, what? We still feel we got the 2022 Daniel.
Yeah.
And we got to help him, right? Things went sour last year really quick, and we don't feel that was a Daniel. We feel we still have the 2022 Daniel.
Yeah, the 25-year-old version he alluded to. Yeah, right.
The one that won a lot of games, won a playoff game, and all that, you know?
Right.
And anything else, I'm trying to, you know, look, he's going to stay close to the vet, like he said. mean, he's a sixth pick. He's not going to give much away, as you shouldn't. He's not going to be a fifth pick like last year when everything develops in front of you. And you and they'll sit there and see what happens, or they're going to try to be aggressive. And but that's the feeling I get is that, A, I don't totally believe Joe that he's satisfied with those three, and he has no problem going with those three into the season, quarterbacks on the roster. I think they're going to still try to get a quarterback. But at the same time, I think they're kind of preparing that Giants fans, we might not get this guy in the first six pick. You know, one of these guys like May, you know, whatever the hell they have graded. That was my take, Jerry, from the presser and from what I've been, you know, snooping around talking to people and stuff like that. So, yeah, dude.
No, no.
Take on it. How you feeling? You changed a lot of your gut feelings or whatever it might be. What is it?
I go back and forth somewhat, but at the end of the day, I'll give my prediction at the end, and I think this is what's going to happen. But, you know, I almost feel like, Chris, that the draft doesn't start till, you know, it starts at 8. I almost feel like it doesn't start till 8:30, because that's when the Giants realistically can make a move if they're going to get their guy. Because, look, Caleb Williams is going one. I don't think the Bears are trading out. They are not the Commanders are not going to trade with the Giants. It's just not going to happen, right? So if they take Jaden Daniels, say, or Drake May even, then the draft starts for Joe Shane. It's almost like, okay, Joe May. Joe Shane, because like, okay, now what will it take to trade with the Patriots? Are they willing? How much do I have to do? Does he even like a guy enough? Does he like Drake May or J.J. McCarthy enough to move up, right? Mm. And what I keep coming back to is something you've been talking about and tweeting for a while now, is you think six quarterbacks could go in the first round. Mm-hmm. I agree. And I'll go a step further. I think there's a very good chance they go in the top 13.
Wow.
Because that's Broncos Raiders. Right? Now, if that's the case, right? And mm-hmm. and Joe Shane takes his receiver at six, how hard is it going to be to trade into 12 to 13 from what, 47? Or you're going to have to give up a lot to get back there to get, and I'm just assuming it's going to be this way, you know, Knicks or Penix, right? So you got to give up a lot. So you may be taking a shot at someone like, and people have been talking about this, like a Spencer Rattler, someone like that. I'm not saying I want him, mm-hmm. but like in the third round, say.
Yeah.
So if you don't get your guy right away, you know, it's going to be hard to get a Penix. It could be very hard to get a Penix or Knicks if that's your plan B. That's all I'm saying.
And I agree with that 100%. And that's the beauty of the draft, man.
Yeah.
You know, like exactly, Jerry. Like you can't just sit there and say, well, Knicks will be there in the late 20s and we'll move up from, we'll put a package together and try to move up from the second round. You know, you can't say that.
Right.
I'm telling you, dude, a lot of people like Bo Nix. I know people don't want to hear this, but people like Bo Nix in the NFL.
I think, Kurt Warner, someone, or, no, he likes Penix. Somebody else loves Bo Nix anyway. Or was it Charlie Weiss?
Charlie Weiss loves him.
Yeah, right.
He loves him. He raves about him. So, you know, and that's, you know, Charlie Weiss. And, you know, you see people, you know, oh, what does he know? You know, he never, well, you know, he's had some quarterbacks he's hit on over the
years. Been around football for a long time.
He's been around a long time. You know, he's, you know, some. So the point is, you know, Charlie Weiss, okay, I'm not saying that's the gospel. I'm just saying that's why I put it out there.
Hey, it's a very valid opinion.
As a former offensive coordinator who's started with Tom Brady, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's the thing. We don't know. I mean, this first round is going to be trades, Jerry, surprises.
Yeah.
Who knows? You know, or Jerry, we get a surprise and like a guy like Bo Nix and Penix do go to the second round.
Right. Sure.
We don't know. You just don't know how to have graded out. But it's safe to say, I think, that obviously Caleb, even Joe admitted to it yesterday. Shane said it yesterday, you know, Caleb's going number one. We know that.
Yeah.
I think it's safe to say Daniels and May are going to go high, right? The top six. And then now it depends on, well, I should say, you know what, Jerry? I can't even guarantee that. What if a J.J. McCarthy, what if New England loves a J.J. McCarthy instead of a May? And then May goes, the Vikes move up and get May in a four, or the Giants may move up to four and get May. That's so
insane amount of scenarios, dude.
It's insane amount. Yeah, the only guaranteed is Caleb going to Chicago.
Yeah, and I think, like you said, a slightly less guarantee, but still very close to being the word guarantee, is Daniels at two. I'd be stunned if he didn't go two. Stunned.
Right. I think that's – I'm not going to guarantee that, but I'm going to say that's
– I think if he – put it this way. If Daniels doesn't go two, if I'm Joe Shane, I'm like, do you want my next two number ones, New England? I mean, like, I'm really going to try hard to get Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
He's that dynamic. I'd be very excited to try it. So,
yeah. So, I mean, New England's throwing it out there that – hey, yeah, we're open for business, you know, but Yeah. You know, we're pretty good where we are. And, you know, so everybody's throwing a smoke screen stuff because all these GMs are meeting with the media. Like we did yesterday with Shane, New England. Right. I think the Jets went today with Douglas. You know, so they're all going to throw. Even Joe, look at Joe yesterday. Shane says yesterday, he goes, man, I'm surprised how many phone calls I'm getting about for the number six spot. And I'm like, whoa.
I'm not opposed. I told you before, dude, I'm not opposed to that either. If the quarterback that they don't want isn't there or they can't get him and you want to trade back and get more, like Joe Shane said yesterday, and I love that he said this, Chris, we are not one or two players away. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
So I'd be fine with moving back, but like a team like just say Denver or Minnesota even, somebody like that. So.
Yeah, so when he said that, which means he got a few phone calls and he's throwing out the smoke screen to the rest of the league, like, hey, I'm getting a lot of phone calls here, so if anyone wants to try to move up, you better let me know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
That's what Joe's doing.
Yeah, good.
You know, so I'm sure Joe sitting at number six is not surprised he's getting phone calls at number six.
Yeah.
You know, he said, I'm surprised how many calls I'm getting. Well, it's possible. I also think Joe's throwing some smoke out there, too, like to let everybody know, like, I'm getting phone calls here, you know? So let's get some more, you know?
Right.
So because they're going to, depending what happens in front of them, they might have to play in all kinds of different scenarios here, you know?
Yeah.
And all that. But look, Jerry, it's going to be amazing. It's going to be fascinating next week. I think the first two picks are set, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But if Washington changes direction and goes with a Drake May, I think that will – oh, man.
Yeah.
This draft is going to be wild after that. It's going to be pretty wild even if they go 1-2, you know, May, Caleb and Daniels.
Yeah.
And then the draft will start at 3 with New England to see what the hell they do, you know?
Yeah.
But if they change direction, Dan Quinn, Adam Peters, and they like a Drake May more than Jaden Daniels, and they go with a kid like May, like a McCarthy, Jerry, even a J.J. McCarthy, they stun everybody and go to J.J. McCarthy.
Right.
Now it's like, whoa, you know?
Yeah.
Now it's like, man, this next hour of this draft is going to be
wild. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And we're going to see exactly what the Giants do and who they have graded very, very high quarterback-wise.
And again, there's going to be a ton of scenarios that night, Chris, but it's also going to be interesting to see what happens with the first four and then that fifth pick. It's almost like, say there's only three quarterbacks that go top four for whatever reason, mm-hmm. and you got that fifth pick with the Chargers. It's like, and they want their guy, the Giants, like, Joe, make the trade. Like, trade up one, don't let anyone sneak up and grab him if the Giants want their guy, right? If the guy's there that they want. But it's going to be interesting to see what Harbaugh does, too. Like, Harbaugh could just blow it all up, too, and say, well, I'm trading out with Minnesota or Denver, or and it probably wouldn't trade with Denver, but you know what I mean? A team that wants a quarterback.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fascinating night. You know, this is the fun part about picking in the top 10. You don't want to pick in the top 10 because it means you didn't have a very good year the year before. But look, quarterback needy teams ahead of us, it's going to dictate a lot. And it's going to be interesting to see if we're going to have the shot to either move up or get a guy. And we don't even, like you said, dude, we don't even know how they rank these guys. We imagine it's Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, and then the toss up of Drake May and McCarthy. But who the hell knows, Chris? Maybe they have Penix higher. I don't know.
We don't.
Right. No one has the draft board, guys. No one in the media has the draft board. None.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
We don't. I mean, you could probably ask Joe Shane's wife right now. She'll probably be like, I don't know what the hell my husband's doing. You know, he doesn't tell me either. You know, it's we don't. You could kind of assume. You could kind of say, oh, this guy, but. You know, the Chargers to me too, Jerry, that they're going to be very interesting too.
Yeah.
They got their quarterback, as we all know.
Right.
They need something. No, don't get me wrong. They need a receiver, tight end, and all that, offensive tackle, bad. You know, but do they move back a few spots where they could still get a tackle? You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm sorry, Jerry.
Go ahead. No, or one of the stud receivers. Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, say they go back to 12. Denver
jumped,
right? Mm-hmm. But like you said, if first three go quarterback, Harrison goes four, which I still think Arizona would be crazy trade out of there for that generational receiver. I really do. But we'll see. And then you have five, you know, like if one of those quarterbacks that they have graded very high and they want, do you get aggressive and move one spot up?
Yeah.
So you don't get jumped a la Devonta Smith years ago.
I think you do.
You know,
I think you have to. Yeah.
I think you have to do that. You know. Yep. You know, I found it interesting, too, when Joe said that. He goes, we're not one or two plays away here. Otherwise, he's saying, guys, we're not unloading picks. We need picks.
Right.
You know, we need plays here.
Right, right, right.
But like you said, dude, if they're that high on a, argument's sake, J.J. McCarthy, and he's still there when the Chargers are picking at 5 and the Giants have him graded that high, you got to be careful of a Denver or Minnesota or even a Vegas, whoever the hell they have them graded, jumping you, right?
Yeah.
So that's the beauty of the draft, man. We'll see. I think Shane is prepared to move up. I think Shane's prepared to move back. I think Shane's prepared to sit there at 6 and draft a very good football player.
All right. Now, say you're picking 1, Chris. I'm going to ask you this question. You're picking 1.
How one do overall?
You, 1 overall.
Okay.
How do you rank these quarterbacks? Who would you take? I don't think Caleb Williams is like should be this foregone conclusion, but he is. So what do you think? What would you do?
Jerry, I mean, I'm not alone in this. You've seen some of these scouts and some of these, I would go with Jaden Daniels over Caleb Williams. Now, I'm not saying something scared me about Caleb Williams. They do. I know for a fact he's got a helicopter of dad and, you know, and it's like he could be difficult. Whatever it might be, I'm hearing some things about Caleb. I'm not, this is not breaking news. People have been reporting this.
Yep.
I even reported like a month ago. I said, this guy's got helicopter death. Why don't you understand? You know, and then Rick Civitella came on. He kind of said it. I think Dave even said, yeah, look, there's some, you know, this kid's camp's got a little oof. I think Caleb is the best quarterback in this draft, Jerry.
Yep.
But I also think Jaden Daniels is right there with him. And I kind of like Jaden Daniels more.
Safer.
I think he's a little safer. Caleb scares me a little bit with some other things.
Yep.
I'm not saying the kid isn't talented, but that's just my opinion. If I was sitting at the Bears, I would probably go with Jaden Daniels because I just think he's the safer pick. And I'm not alone in this. A lot of people have said that. A lot of top people around the league actually have Jaden graded out better than Caleb Williams. I've seen that.
Yeah.
I'm not saying him right, wrong. Jerry Foley just asked me, Chris, if you had the #1, your GM, Ryan Pace, what would you – I'm just telling you that's what I would do.
Now, rank the rest of the 6. The top 6.
The rest of the top 6? Well, I know it's not safe, but I still got to – I'd be stupid now to say Caleb is a #2. If I'm going to go Jaden 1, Caleb's #2.
Sure.
I'm going to go with Michael Penix 3.
Interesting. I don't think it's dumb either. I think it's smart.
Bo Nix 4.
Wow, look at you.
J.J. McCarthy 5.
Holy
and Drake
shit.
May 6.
Yeah, you know, May scares you, doesn't he?
May, a little. Look, Jerry, you know I'm not bullshitting you, but I've been telling you this. Just a lot of things I've seen Drake May, I don't like.
I think he has a very low floor.
I just, look, he could be a sensational quarterback in this
league. Boom or bust.
We talked about it. I think he's either going to be a stud or he's going to be, or he's a guy.
Yeah.
He's going to be a bust and not really work out. So that's the way I have it for Drake. And I have, like I said, I think it'll be interesting to see if somebody's there at 6 and Joe doesn't have to move up. J.J. McCarthy is a good football player. He's tough, you know. But I think I just looked at Bo Nix and I heard, look, the other day, I've been saying this about Nix. I'm saying, I just think this kid in the right system, I think Dable will, I'm not saying the Jets are going to get him, but you actually, you grade out how you
play
out
right.
These kids. I think in the right system, this kid's going to be a very good quarterback. I think he has somewhat, and I agree with Charlie Weiss, who said this the other day. Weiss met with him. Weiss looked at all his film, and he says, you know what? After meeting with him, there's something about it. You know, we always look for this in quarterbacks. He's got that it factor about him. And I looked at Bo Nix, too, a lot. And he's a guy that really wasn't crazy about the beginning of the year. And then he had a bad senior week. But then you actually start studying the All-22 and a lot. But this is the beauty of it. People have different opinions.
And that's the thing with him. Like, I watched him during the season. I'm like, it just seems like he's not being talked about. What am I missing here? This kid looks like he'd be pretty good. And then you heard all that.
Jerry, he was just such a system. He had a high completion. And I saw a lot of Oregon games.
Yeah.
He had a high completion percentage, Jerry, but a lot of it, so much of it was bubble screens. You know, those quick little outs.
Right.
A lot of it was.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying, you know, but he also had a lot of throws that moved the sticks.
Right.
A lot of window throws, a lot of anticipation throws.
Right.
He could move out of that pocket, you know. Jerry, I saw him as a freshman in Auburn. I remember his dad when he played tonight. And I saw, wow, this is Bo Nix's dad. I remember when he was all about, and he was, I looked at him in Auburn, dude, and I was like, man, I think even his dad was better. This kid's hard. And then I saw him in Oregon, and he's that system that he worked in. And I just think he's so much of a, he's a system kid. That's why I think Sean Payton would love him, you know? Yeah. But anyway, that's how I have him graded out.
All right, Chris, we're going to take a break. Be right back after this. Guys, you're listening to the Giant Insider Podcast. Hang on 1 second.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
And we're back. Folks, listen to the Giant Insider Podcast with Jerry Foley and Chris. Nobody beats the Biz, Bisignano. So if you're Chris Bisignano, if Chris Bisignano is the GM, right, and you're picking six, you would listen to the Vikings and say, I will take your 11 and 23, and I will take Bo Nix at 11. And you're thinking that's a good value. And that could be. But I would imagine that if that would be my thinking, right? If I liked Bo Nix that much, and again, I don't know what the Patriots think and all that, but trading back would almost, I don't know. You'd be acquiring another first. You could get your guy at 11. I know it doesn't always work out the way you have it in your mind, but that's what I'd be thinking. But
yeah, we'll see what Joe's thinking. Are the Giants sitting there in their draft room, Jerry? And by the way, they finished it up their draft board today. As a matter of fact, by tonight, they're all going to be there all day today and tonight.
Then they're taking off the weekend, and I thought I would get hammered this weekend after all the work I was doing.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what they're sure they're going to spend. Get a few cocktails, or spend some quality family
time. Smoke cigars and drink alcohol all weekend.
These guys probably haven't been home before midnight in a while. So
right.
So Joe said they're going to take the weekend off because, and he's right. Right, you start overanalyzing everything. You start moving this guy here. I don't know about that. You start doing that. So they're gonna take it a break. They'll come back at it Monday. And you know, look, they're making some phone calls. The phone calls are flying left and right. They've started, like I said a couple podcasts ago. You know, you don't make trades on draft night for the first time. Oh, listen, you want to do this? You don't have the time. You know, things are getting worked back and forth. And if something plays out in front of you or behind, whatever it might be, that's when you get on the phone with a GM. You know, and say, listen, we talked about this. Are we still good with this trade? And it works out, whatever it does. You know what I mean? So they'll take the weekend off, kind of regroup, and get back at it Monday, and they're bored. Their board's basically set by tonight. And it just goes to show you, Jerry, right? I mean, I've been saying this for freaking the longest time. When, you know, talk about mock drafts, like a month and a half. They haven't even started the board. Forget about who they like, this and that, blah, blah, blah. You know, well, if you didn't believe me, well, Joe Shane said it yesterday. Well, we're going to finish the board tomorrow. There you go. And that's 6 days before today's Friday, 6 days before the draft. So,
all right.
And they'll still take away it.
So the other option, the other obvious option is going to be wide receiver just because of how good those top three are.
Yep.
Now, say Harrison's gone. Mm-hmm. I mean, if Harrison's there, I think you sprint to that podium. Not that the other two are any type of slouch, you know what I mean? But so out of Adunze and Neighbors, like, do you put more value in Adunze because of the fact that we have a burner already? Or is it just, no, you take whoever you think's the better receiver? Because Neighbors is the burner, right? And Adunze is the bigger Plaxico Burress type. Do you put any value in that? Or you just say, you know what, you take the best receiver that you think's going to fit this system better. And don't take into account Jalen Hyatt and Darius Slayton.
Yeah, no, you take who you have graded better, Jerry.
Okay.
You know, and I don't know who they have graded better.
Who do you have graded better?
I have Rome graded better than Malik Nabis.
My man.
What's the matter? Nice. Oh, you love too? I see you like this. Like, what is that?
I wanted you to say Adunze. I was hoping they'd say Adunze. Yeah, nice.
Well,
yeah.
I've had Rome number two behind Marvin. Now, that being said, Malik is the more explosive wide receiver.
Right.
And the Giants might be, you know, have him graded out better than that, better than Rome. Because better all around, I'm sorry. I do not see Malik better than Rome Adunze.
Right.
I have Look, I have Marvin number one. I think he could be a very he could be a generational talent. Okay. The other stuff doesn't scare me. I don't know. I'm missing this, this, and that. His father's teaching him the right way. Okay. I'm not worried about him missing pro day. I'm not worried about nothing like that.
Yeah.
Kid's never been a problem in Ohio State. I've seen that kid play hurt. I've seen him play hurt. I remember against Michigan a couple years ago, he was playing on one wheel and he was making contested catches. Specifically remember that. And how I remember that, Jerry, because every damn Ohio State Michigan game, I put up the Christmas tree that Saturday.
Oh, that's right. That's Thanksgiving Saturday.
Yeah. Right. I remember putting the tree up. I said, wait. I heard Marvin Harris. And I'm like, hold on. I got to watch this freaking Marvin Harris. You know, I remember watching the game. I said, listen, hold on with the tree. One sec. I'm watching the freaking Marvin Harris make contested catch, and he's hurt and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, wow, this kid's coming out in 2 years. He's not coming out this year. That's how I remember it was 2 years ago. I was like, oh, this kid's not even coming out this year. You know?
Right.
Anyway. Right. So to me, he's number one, best route runner, the whole deal. And then Rome, look, I've been praising this kid, Rome. That being said, I might not think the Giants are going to go Rome, but me personally, I have him graded out higher than Malik Nabers. I think he's a better all around.
Does any of the off-field stuff scare you with Nabers?
I know he's made some comments, Jerry, but look, dude, that doesn't scare me. I know he's making see so much of this shit this time of year. People get sort of labeled divas. They get labeled this. They get labeled that. Jerry, what I look for is the way they reacted during games, after games. If you hear anything about their mama's boy, parents way too involved, or he gets he got locked up on campus for stealing. Right, I look for stuff like that, dude. Yeah, and then I say to myself, hey, this kid was locked up twice. I mean, come on, this is a flag, you know?
Right.
Or you hear stuff like Josh Rosen years ago. Football's not his priority.
We had heard that one personally. Yes.
Right. This kid wants to be something else, and football really is just like a second thought to him. Well, that's out. You scratch that kid right off the damn. I don't care who you are. You scratch him off.
Yeah.
You know, he's a problem being coached. You know, you talk this time of year. You talk to guys and you say, well, you know, is he a pro? No, the kid's very coachable. Or you can't just talk. You can't talk to this kid. No, he knows it all. And you're like, oh, you know? And so things like that. As far as I know, Nabers made some comment. I know he made a comment about the Giants. They got to get this quarterback. That doesn't concern me, Jerry. I have to be honest with you. That could be me. Maybe some other people get scared by that.
Yeah.
I don't. I personally look for other things, flags.
I just assume every receiver deep down, unless you are a really rare case, is a diva in some way. That's the way it is. Every receiver wants the ball. And it kind of started, like, it seemed to just really be there with, like, Michael Irvin on. Right, you want the ball when you're open. You're going to come back and tell the quarterback I was open. And I just think every receiver, every number one receiver is almost every number one receiver is like that in some way. So that doesn't scare me either. I just wanted to know what you thought of that.
Yeah, look, Jerry, like you said, a lot of these kids got, you know, these great receivers got a little diva in them. As long as they're not a disruptor,
right?
Like Stephon Diggs up in Buffalo, he became a disruptor in Minnesota, and he was his welcome in Buffalo, and that's why he was launched to Houston.
Yep.
Okay, bottom line. We've seen other receivers get traded. This is nothing new with receivers getting traded because they become disruptors.
Yep.
Okay? So, Rome Odunze, man, everything you read about him.
Good kid, too.
Man, just a tough, hard-nosed kid. Football's his thing. You know, so, and Malik Nabers not scared. Kid comes to play. Explosive. Like I said, Jerry, I don't think you go wrong with either one. And if Marvin is there somehow, dude.
Oh, my God.
Obviously, you know, the Giants are at six still. They didn't move up. Quarterback's not graded high or whatever. You know, that's still there. Then you go and you get one of those guys. Obviously, like a Marvin.
How much will one of those receivers, Chris, if we are quote-unquote stuck with Daniel Jones, how much does
Whoa, one of those look at you stuck with him, man. You are so down.
Well, no, I'm speaking for the fan base.
Foley, I got to ask you this before we go any further. Because I know you're down at Daniel. Which a lot of people are. We all kind of like, oh God, you know, after last season, come on, Dan. But don't get me wrong, so am I. I'm like very skeptical after 2023 happened. It was like, well, Daniel, you know,
yeah,
I know you got hurt, but some other things too. Like, oh my God, what are we doing? You know, so Jerry, if Daniel is the guy, 2020, first of all, he's going to start off as the guy no matter what.
Yes, I know that. Yep.
Say they don't get a
quarterback. I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. I've accepted that. Yes.
Right. Say they don't get a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or they go in the third round, but you know he's not, you know, 2024 shot. Third round. See, argument's sake, Jerry. Rattler goes to the third round. He's there. Giants grab him, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you know he's not going to be. He's going to camp behind Locke the whole day.
Yes.
Are you in doubt? Let me word this right. Do you have any doubt, or you give Daniel no chance of having a good year in 2024?
I'm more concerned with the injuries than anything else at this point.
Forget right? the injuries. Say he plays. He's healthy. He goes. He's ready to roll.
The reason I answered that question is I want to see Daniel Jones with a number one receiver finally and see what he can do. I want to give him that chance. Like, look, I'd rather move on from Daniel Jones, but at the same time, if you give him Marvin Harrison or Odunze or Neighbors, which they would give him if they're not taking a quarterback, right. It's going to be one of those three.
Yes, yes.
Right? I want to see what Daniel Jones can do. I'll give him one more chance. But like,
you would. That's what I'm asking.
But do not, please, Daniel, do not make me Charlie Brown and you be Lucy and you pull the ball away when I try to kick it. Please, like, look, I don't like making arguments to make myself look right. I hate that about a fan base. You right. stick with an argument just because, you know what, you want to be right from 5 years ago. And I told you 5 years ago, and I said it 75,000 times on Twitter, and here's what you said, and here's a screenshot of it, you idiot. I hate that. I'm a Giants fan, right? I'm a Giants fan.
Right.
I want Daniel Jones to do well, Chris.
So no, I know you do, bro.
So if he's the quarterback, bro. I'm on board. I might be a little disappointed we didn't get our guy, but let's see what he can do with one of these stud receivers.
Let me rephrase that question a little bit, Jerry.
Okay.
Because folks, Jerry's not kidding. If they don't get a quarterback and Daniel's going to be here 2020, whatever, he's going to be starting. Jerry wants Daniel to go out and light it up.
Right.
I know Jerry. He wants him to go light it up.
Right.
As I Do you have an open mind with Daniel? Should I say, or are you kind of like, well, we got to move on from this kid. Okay, he's going to be playing September 9th, whatever to open it. I know he's going to be playing. He's going to be my quarterback, but I don't have an open mind with this kid. I think I'm done with him.
I would have
so an do open- you have an open mind saying, hey, you know what? I'm still going to be there. Let's see what Daniel could do. Now he's got a true number one. He got this offensive. Let's see. Are you that type?
I'll be open-minded, but it'll be short-term. It'll be like, okay, dude, like don't give me like, don't give me a Witherspoon type of pick in week 1, 2, or 3, dude. Like, I'm going to lose my mind. Don't start off 0-3 because then it goes away. So I will have an open mind.
No,
I'll have an open mind week one. Yes.
Because it's open mind. Why I asked that, Jerry, is because there's so many people that they could go out and get a Michael Irvin and Jerry Rice. And people are still going to be like, I don't care. I don't care they got those two receivers. I want Jones out of here, you know?
Right.
That's why I asked that question, because I think a lot of people, like, no matter who they got in this draft, like I just said, it could be Jerry Rice and those great receivers, and they'll still be like, no, I don't want to see Jones open the day. Do you understand what I'm saying, Chris?
Yes.
I don't care. I don't want to see Daniel Jones. You know, you get what I'm saying? That's why I asked you that.
Totally.
You know?
Totally.
You know, so, but look, it's an argument on both sides, dude. It's 2019. A lot, we're still talking about Daniel Jones. What a night it's going to be. So, I mean, that's too long in a lot of people's eyes, you know?
Right.
You know, so that's why I asked you that.
So back to my question.
I was curious to get your answer.
No, it was good. But back to my question, do you think one of those receivers instantly improves Daniel Jones?
Oh, Jerry, I'm going to keep saying, I think these three kids are an impact from day one. I do. And I think it'll help Daniel. You know, I think it will. Not saying he's going to make him a freaking 70% completion guy. He's going to be 14-3. I'm just saying it will help him, because it's going to help so many other things too. You know, and if Jerry, if he, you know, if it doesn't, and these kids are open, he's not getting the ball. Get him the hell out of there instantly.
Yeah.
Two games. Get him the hell out of there. You know,
I would love to see what Wandale Robinson can do with one of these guys too. I mean, I admit it, Chris, receiver is starting to grow on me. I've been quarterback. As we get closer, and if the quarterback situation doesn't play out and the Giants don't have to be reckless to trade up and they don't want to do that, or the quarterback's not there and they go receiver, the bright side of this is Jalin Hyatt and Wandale Robinson and what they can now do with a true number one on the other side.
Mm. Yeah, and Jerry, you know, as we go into the draft next week, I mean, tight end's going to have to be considered here. Not number one, Jerry. I'm talking about.
That was my next question to you.
They're going to have to draft.
So there was one surprising thing that Shane said, and that was my next subject.
Darren Wallace.
Are you surprised that they're so okay about it, or are they nuclear behind the scenes?
I don't think they're really okay with it. They're going to say to us, you know, but You know, I look, things could change.
Mm.
But talking to a few people, okay, I think the feeling is they don't expect Darren Waller back.
Yeah.
That could change.
Darren, that was your, that was your tweet today. Nine, you give it 90-10.
Yeah. You know, and I'm
99-1, it sounds like.
Jerry, I was going to say, I'm being a little generous there because wow. I don't like to overreact on things. I really
with
don't.
90-10, you're generous.
But look, Darren is going to do what he feels he has to do. And, you know, he could have a change. Look, the draft could happen and he could say to himself, man, you know what? I'm going to miss. Oh, I should say OTAs happened, Jerry. He could say, you know what? I missed this game. I missed this game. I'll be back another year. Hey, Joe, Darren, you know, Darren's, I think Drew Rosenhaus is his agent.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe, it's Drew. Listen, my guys, he'll be in. You know, it could happen. I'm just telling you, Jerry, the feeling around 1925 Giants Drive is that they don't expect Darren back.
Yeah.
Okay. They kind of get the feeling that Darren's not going to be back. Okay.
Yeah.
So, but that could change. There's still plenty of time in that game. But to me, you know, now you have a position in this draft. There's only six picks, bro, unless they make a trade back and they get add a few more. They add another one, right, Jerry?
Sure.
But tight end's a position that you just don't feel that comfortable with if Darren retires, man, because you got Bellinger. Bellinger's not a legit receiving tight end. You can't look at him and say, okay, he's a 70-catch guy. I'm sorry.
Someone on Twitter said – Dan Bellinger is a star in the making. I'm like, dude, I hope you're right. I don't see that. A star in the making. Oh, my God. They're like,
yeah, right, I mean, I don't see George Kittle type performance from Daniel. I think Daniel Bellinger would be much better than he was last year.
Yeah.
But I don't think you go into camp saying, okay, we have a 75 to 80 catch tight end here with Bellinger.
Right.
I know. Could be wrong down the road, but sorry. And then the other guys they signed, they were all inline blocking tight ends. There's no receiving threat, so. You know, it'd be interesting there if they address the tight end position because they have a feeling Darren won't be back.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I got to be honest with you, Jerry. I said this before. To me, it's bullshit. Guys, look, come on. Come on.
Oh, Darren. I agree.
Let the organization know.
It's really selfish, you know? To be honest with you. I think it's very, very selfish.
What are we doing with? You know, I know Joe and Dave's are saying, oh, we're going to give him time and this and that. You know, that's the right thing to say, Jerry.
Okay.
Joe's not going to come out and Dave's not going to come out and tell the media, yes, freaking guys get on my nerves too with this bullshit. You know what I mean? That ain't happening. That's not happening.
Right.
Okay? But the feeling is that they probably are not going to see Darren Waller again. That could change. But I'm just telling you, that's what the feeling is right now.
You put that at a small percent, though.
I put 90-10. Like I said, I'm... what I'm hearing, that might be a little generous.
Even without your tweet, Chris, I feel the same way. And we've talked about this. Like, if you got one foot into retirement, you're retired, dude. Just retire. You know.
Yeah. So, to me, Jerry, you know, if he comes back, and he's like, okay, I'm good. No, I'll see you guys at mandatory camp. I'll be like, okay, well, you got to sit down with him and say, Darren, I know you want to come back. I know you know you're getting paid a lot of money this year, but dude, what are we talking about here?
Right.
Are you 100% committed?
Right.
You know, I understand. I respect your decision, your own life, your family, whatever. But dude, we got to know here, you know, because you've been talking retirement for months.
Right.
You know, and he's going to have to me, you convince him, convince them like, oh, no, coach, you know, I'm in. I know I went back and forth. I was there, but no, I'm in. You have to convince them because if you don't convince them, to me, you let him go. I'm sorry. This is a business, Jerry. This is a high performance business, brother.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. It's like, you know,
sound like Hyman Roth.
You know? You know,
right.
It's like, you know, guys, you know, we got to, you know, we need production here. We can't have a guy's like half, you know, I don't know.
I know. I'm even thinking like, you know, okay, he says he's back and then game one, he drops a seam pass over the middle. The fan base is going to go crazy on him. Like, all right, why don't you just retire already? Like, dude, you got to be in.
Yeah, you know
right?
That.
You got to be in. You got to be in, and you got to be all in, 100%, 110% in. Otherwise, dude, it's not going to work. And
look, Jerry, which he might be, all I'm saying is that you better convince that Joe Sheen and Dave's and, you know, and the coaching staff that, I'm Mike Kafka, you know, I'm fully committed. I'm back, guys. You know what I mean? I know I went back and forth. That's all I'm saying. Because to me, as a coaching staff, if I'm sitting as Brian Daboll And I'm talking with Dallin. I'm looking him in the eyes, and he's kind of giving you like a half-ass, like, oh, no, I'm ready to go, coach. Don't worry about it. Yeah, yeah. You know, all that stuff. I'm like, this, nah, you know, so.
Right. All right, dude, take one more break, and we'll be back after this. You'll listen to the Giant Insider Podcast. Hang on, guys. And we're back. Folks, listen to the Giant Insider Podcast with Jerry Foley and Chris. Nobody beats the biz, Bizignano. I asked Sean Marash this, too, and I'll ask you, and I think I know the answer, but I want to ask anyway. Out of all the guys that we've talked about, and beyond that, right, like the Brock Bowers, and I know the answer for Joe Alt, Chris, but, like, is there a reasonable pick that Joe Shane can make that you're like, ah, shit, what the hell are we doing?
Oh, if there's like a shocking, like a surprise.
Yeah, like let's say at six. I'm not saying if they trade back to 11 and take Brock Bowers, you're like, okay, good. But at six, is there a pick they can make where you're like, I'm not too enthusiastic about this?
Yeah, probably, like if they go out and draft a guard.
Well, it sounds like Drake May,
you know? Oh, look, that'd be my pro. Look, right. if I would not sit there and go, oh my God, what are you? No, I wouldn't do that with any of these quarterbacks. I wouldn't do that with any of these quarterbacks.
Yeah.
You know, I got to be honest here. Not with any. They went with May, I'd be like, okay, they graded them high. Maybe I'm not, but obviously they know more than me. But probably, I mean, something outlandish. No, it would not be Brock Bowers. You know, that would not shock me.
Yeah, and wouldn't send you like nuclear either. Yeah.
Jerry, maybe. Probably like an offensive lineman that would, I'm talking about a guard, not even a tackle, a guard. Right. That would shock the shit crap out of me. I think even one of the corners, if Arnold or Mitchell, that wouldn't shock me. I don't think that's going to happen, but I wouldn't sit there like, oh my God, you drafted a corner. You know what I mean? I wouldn't think that. I think it would be guard or inside linebacker. That's something like that.
Right.
There's some pretty good inside, but nobody graded that high. Nobody near great. Either guards, too. Nobody in guard positions.
I don't think Syverson had an inside backer graded higher than the second round, I think.
Right. I think the first few was in the second round. You know, mid-second, too. Yeah. So something like that. A Bowers or something like that. No, I'm not sitting there like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
How about you?
No, I don't. I agree. I don't think there's anyone because I'm thinking of Shane's not going to make a stupid pick at six either. He's not going to make an unrealistic pick like, you know, where you're like, what the hell's what? No, if you took one of the top four quarterbacks, I'd be okay. I think if he took, I'll be honest with you. I think if he took Penix or Nix without trading down to get them, I'd be like, it's a little early, but okay. If you really believe in them, again, it doesn't make me mad. It just makes me like think probably could have traded down and gotten them. But other than that, and that's as mad as I'll get out of the other guys, all. Any of the receivers? Nothing. There's nothing that's going to make me angry.
Jerry, what would really piss me off, you know, would be if Joe trades back, goes back to number 12, for argument's sake.
Yeah.
And he loses out one of those receivers.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah.
That would piss me the hell off, dude.
If they didn't get their quarterback, you mean?
Yeah. Obviously, if they don't. Yeah. You know, let's say they
right.
The three quarterbacks are off. Joe doesn't have the other kids graded that
Sure.
High. They had whatever. And then at six, obviously they don't get their guy, either May, McCall, whatever it might be, right? Yeah. Whoever it might be. And they say, okay, well, we didn't get our guy and we're going to get a couple more picks here. Denver's calling at six and they're going to give us, you know, a player and all that.
Well, Surtain, what is it? 12,
there's rumors about Surtain now and all that stuff. But to me, that would piss me off. That's how highly I think of these receivers, dude.
Now, what if they trade down and got Bowers at 12?
No, Jerry, missing out on one of his receivers would piss me off.
So Bowers at 6 would piss you off too, then?
No, it wouldn't piss me off. Oh, right. Look, no, Jerry.
I know what you're saying.
It wouldn't shock me.
Okay.
I wouldn't be happy with that, Jerry.
All right.
I would not be happy with Bowers at 6. It wouldn't shock me. I'm not going to go crazy over it.
Right.
If they miss out,
yeah,
you know, because they move back, I'm one of these receivers.
Yeah.
That would piss me off. I got to be honest with you. Because I don't want to hear about the offense, which is 31st in the league.
Right.
You know?
Right.
You know, and you need.
We don't have playmakers.
You need playmakers, bro.
Right.
You know, I'm not, you know. Because to me, Jerry, you know, you go back to 12. Bowers ain't there at 12. I'm going to basically. I'm going to go out on a limb and say, I guarantee the Jets go Bowers at 10.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. If he's there at 10. I'm going to go to Jets and go in Bowers at 10. Yeah. Especially when Joe Douglas was speaking. I was like, oh, I think Joe's going 10. You know, me personally, I would go offensive tackle. I think they need that more.
But that's what I have him doing too, but that's what they should do. Yes.
And so I don't, but that would be like, if they traded, if they moved back the 12, 11, and they don't get one of those receivers and they don't get the quarterback, you know.
Yeah, right.
It doesn't work out getting a quarterback. That would piss me off, because that's how highly I think of these kids, bro. These receivers. I'm sorry, Jay. Yeah, those three receivers. Yeah. Yeah, that's how highly I think of them. Now, I'm not saying you will draft a receiver at all, because there's a lot of good receivers in this draft.
Sure.
Don't get me wrong. There's good receivers. And I'm not saying that kid can't go on and have a great career. I'm talking about right now. You know.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, these drafts are graded out in a few years. You know, so.
Yep. All right, dude.
I mean, look at this quarterback class at 21. What is it, one kid left on the team? I mean, look at these quarterback classes the last 3-4 years.
Yeah.
A lot of these kids aren't even on the teams anymore. And Zach Wilson's going to be the next one after he gets traded. I mean, so.
Yeah, it's a good point. The point being
is that, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, it was the 2021, the Trevor Lawrence draft, right?
I think Trevor's the only one that's actually started on the team. After Zach gets traded.
Or was that 2020?
20 was the Burrow one.
Okay. Yeah.
I think Joe Burrow was the 2020 class.
Yeah, 2021. There was the Trevor Lawrence. It was Zach Wilson. And then there was Trey Lance. Oh, my God. Third. So. Trey Lance. Wow.
So
all right, Chris. We're 46 minutes in. I'm going to ask you, dude. It's a good time to ask.
Yeah.
What are the Giants doing in the first round?
Okay. Okay, I put something on Twitter the other day. My gut, I think I put it yesterday or 2 days. This is what my gut's going. The Giants on the clock at number 6, and they draft wide receiver Malik Nabers out of LSU.
And I think most of the fan base applauds that. I think the fan base for the most part is happy with that, because they would have seen that the quarterbacks went ahead of that for the top four. So
I think they would not be upset with that. No,
right. I think they'll be happy.
Jerry Foley, you are on the clock.
I think one way or the other, they trade up and they take the guy that Chris doesn't want. I think they take Drake May, and I think they do. Because
what spot, 3?
I have him. I no secret. I have it in, and I put it in like March 31st. I'm going to stick with it. I think they're going to trade up to 4 with Arizona and get him. I have a feeling, for whatever reason, the Patriots are taking McCarthy. I could be wrong, or if they don't trade out, I just think McCarthy is going top 4, and somehow Joe Shane gives Dable this version of Josh Allen, and I'm okay with it despite the flaws, because of what Dable can do with quarterbacks, right? I mean, the way Daniel Jones looked in 2022, we didn't see that coming. I think with a guy like Drake May, who has such natural ability, and I know he does a lot of stuff off his back foot, throws ridiculously that he's not going to get away with in the pros. Like, to me, I see Josh Allen or I see Carson Wentz, and I really hope it's not Carson Wentz. But I just trust that Brian Dable can get the most out of this kid, and that's his guy. And I just have a hunch that it's going to happen again.
Great.
We'll see.
Dude, nobody knows.
Bro. No one
There's
knows.
There's no wrong opinions here. If you said something like, Nagasaki University, I'd be like, Jerry, what are you? You're right, dude. You know what I mean?
But no. The Tallahassee Junior College.
Yeah. Right. Bro, you know? If you said some kid that's graded out of 6th, 7th round everywhere, and you said, oh, Chris, I think they're going to go with this guard. Yeah. I'd be like, all right, Jerry, you feel all right? You know, but no, everything else, we don't know how it's going to play out, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm sorry, Jerry. So New England trades out. Arizona trades out.
Arizona trades out. And I haven't played out. Again, dude, it never plays out. But Arizona, by trading out to 6, can still get Marvin Harrison in my mind. So they're like, hey, we can still get our guy. So
yeah, I tell you, if that scenario plays out, I'll be shocked if Harbaugh with Marvin Harrison there.
Right.
You know?
Right. Oh, the Chargers, you said?
I said I'll be shocked if Harbaugh doesn't go with Marvin Harrison.
Yeah.
That plays out. You know, that would shock me right there. If they passed on Marvin too.
And then Arizona, if they want a receiver, can still get Nabers or
Dozo. Oh, Arizona does that, they're still gonna get one of those studs.
Right.
You know, they're still gonna get one of those studs. I'm just saying, as if Harrison drops to Harbaugh at 5.
Right. He's going to take him.
I'll be shocked if they didn't take him. Yeah. Marvin Harrison, you know.
Yes. Yeah, so listen, again, it's going to be what will Joe Shane be willing to give up to move up? And do they value Drake May or J.J. McCarthy that high? I just have a feeling they do. I have a feeling they value the skill set of Drake May that high and that they can mold him. And especially saying out loud, Daniel Jones is our starter. He's going to sit for a year or eight. I would predict if they draft Drake May, he's going to be a starter by week 8 or 9. That's my prediction.
Okay. How about the Vikings? You know, about them trying to get up there?
Yeah, I have them trading up to 3.
Oh, you have them trade with New England. Okay, all right.
Yeah,
I gotcha.
Yeah, dude, it's a little... I never do trades because they're annoying, but they always happen.
But they always happen. Bro. Right. And they're going to happen next Thursday.
Right. So I have the Patriots saying, look, we are worse than the Giants. We need everything, right? So either I think they take J.J. McCarthy or they trade out. The Vikings trade up. They're taking either J.J. McCarthy or Drake May. I think they take J.J. McCarthy. And the Patriots now get 11-23 and maybe... No, going from 3 to 11, the Vikings probably gonna have to give up a 1 next year and maybe a 1 beyond that or a 2 beyond that. A lot. They're gonna have to give up a lot. You know, maybe stuff this year too. So I just have the Vikings trading up. They did that for a reason. I see it happening. So and they could still trade with Arizona, then we're screwed anyway.
Yeah.
But not screwed, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, it's gonna be a wild.
Yeah.
It's going to be a while. There's going to be trades. I think there's going to be trades.
It'd be funny, dude, if there's no trades at all and it just go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And it's like, oh, okay, there we go. No trades.
Yeah. Yeah, which I would be surprised, Jerry. I have to be honest. Because you read the tea leaves like today and it seems like Denver wants to be real, real aggressive too. Denver really wants to move up and they're willing to give up a boatload too. So
what would it take for you to trade with Denver, Chris? What would you say? Give me, all right, you can trade with me to 6.
What
or
are they,
12.
Number 12?
Well, yeah.
They have obviously got to give us, obviously swap to 12, and you got to give it from 12 to 6?
6.
Yeah, well, I want next year's number 1, and I want next year's number 2.
Yeah, or this year's number 2.
You know?
Yeah.
Or this year's number 2.
Yeah, you got to give us a lot, dude. Yeah, 6 spots is a lot, yeah.
If 1 and 2 this year, or 1 this year and Patrick Surtain, which from what I understand, looks like he did dabble on him.
Yeah.
Next year's number 1.
Yeah, right.
Yep. And a 3.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's fair.
So you get 2 number 1s.
More than a fair ask. Yes.
So you get 2 number 1s and Surtain or / a number 2 and next year's number 1 and a number 3.
Yeah.
Jerry, they're going up from 12 to 6. That's a lot.
Oh, yeah, dude. That's a huge jump. And that's why I'm saying the Vikings to jump from where they are, even with 11-23, it's going to take a lot more than that to go to 3 or 4.
Oh, absolutely, dude. You got to go up to your 2 number 1s this year. You're going to have to go with number 1 next year, you know, a number 2, maybe, you know, whatever it might be. And Justin Jefferson now. So
imagine. Oh my God.
So Minnesota and Denver obviously gonna be very aggressive.
Yeah.
And we'll see what Joe does, you know, as far as moving up, you know.
Do you think he truly like is just gonna say, I have to let this play out? Like that he has an ideal scenario in his head, but it's like, dude, until the draft goes, like he don't know what the hell he's doing. No matter how much preparation you make, I think he has an idea of what everyone's gonna do, but until it happens, it's like, well, let's wait this out and see what's the best for us, whether it's trading up or trading back or staying put.
Well, one good thing, Jerry, is that they play out every damn scenario in the draft room.
So there's no surprise.
They play out every scenario. Quarterback, the way teams draft, trading up. So every damn scenario they will play out in that draft, mock drafts leading up to the actual draft. So they'll be ready to roll, Jerry. They'll be ready to roll, pull the trigger. Yeah. They will not, I mean, they shouldn't be, fooled by anything that comes up. Minnesota, Denver, some other team out of nowhere, whatever it might be. It could be Vegas. They're not going to be fooled by it. They play out every scenario, every team that could trade up.
Yep.
Quarterbacks that go second, third, fourth, fifth, whatever it might be. You know, so they'll be ready because that's what they do this time of year. They just sit there and they have their mock drafts. And they have ready for this scenario, so this scenario. So I like what Joe said yesterday. He says, we're ready to go. I don't know if you heard him say that.
Yeah.
We're set. We're basically ready. We're prepared. He goes like that.
Yeah.
You know, because this is what they do, Jerry. You know,
he exudes a lot of confidence. I got to be honest with you, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he does. I think he feels pretty confident in their game plan, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And we'll see how it plays out years down the road, you know? But, it's going to be. But they'll be ready. Your boy Drake May. They'll be ready to grab your boy Drake May at number three.
My boy Drake May. Yeah. Every interception he throws for the rest of his life. There's your boy Drake May.
No. Look, Jerry, if the Giants move up to three and get Drake May, I think the Giants fan base would be pretty happy with that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. I do.
What quarterback? I think
JJ McCarthy.
I think Knicks and maybe Penix, they won't be happy with it.
I think JJ McCarthy's up there too, dude. I think a lot of people say that's Daniel Jones again. Rightly or wrongly, that's what they're saying. Yes.
Really? So you think it's like 70-30 negative towards McCarthy? I think
that's about accurate. 70-30. 65-35. Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Whoa,
if you pulled 100 Giant fans and said, we traded up to get JJ McCarthy, it would be, are you kidding me? 65 of them would say, no way. I think if you took him at six, it's a little better, but I think it's 50-50 that they like him and don't like him.
That's what I was just going to ask you next, Jerry. Say they stay at six and McCarthy's there, they go with JJ McCarthy. Do you think that eases the Giants?
No.
Anger a little bit, fan base?
No, I think half of them are like, this guy sucks. He didn't throw the ball. And the other half say, he didn't throw the ball. How do you know? He's a winner. Yeah, you know,
that's so what it seems like. Very polarizing, right? Draft pick. Right?
Very polarizing.
Very polarizing.
Mind you, a lot of Jones, but he won games in college, so.
Yeah, well, he's a national champion. No, I'm not even going to touch that one, Jerry, with Jones. Right. At least this kid won champion. This kid's been here.
Played at a powerhouse school, you know, all that stuff. Yeah.
Because, Jerry, if this was the same scenario in 2019 and they stayed at six and they drafted Jones, like they did, you know, basically, yeah. I think everybody would be like 0% favorable. At least McCarthy will have some people behind him in his draft.
Right.
I don't think Jones had one back in 2019.
No, Rex Ryan was the only one. I said, that doesn't make me feel better. Rex Ryan was the only one afterwards. They got their guy. It's a guy. I was like, that doesn't make me feel that much better.
He's not exactly a quarterback guru.
No. He had a tattoo of Mark Sanchez on his arm or something.
Yeah. So look, you know, they had a young guy up in Buffalo by the name of Josh Allen that Dable developed a lot. Joe Shane and Brandon Bean. So no matter who they draft here, if they go, you know, in the top, one of these guys in the top of the round. Top six, you have to say, okay, well, you might not like him right now, but you know what? Let Dave's get his hand on him.
Yeah.
Hands on him and roll from there, you know?
Yep. So, yeah.
Because absolutely. These guys have, a guy like Dable has proven he took a very raw quarterback in Josh Allen. Folks, if you don't remember, a lot of people didn't like Josh Allen.
Right.
He hit the side of a barn in college at times, 56.
And he refused to check down.
Right. Big arm, wanted to wing it, and and Dable developed into a pretty good quarterback, man. And, you know, so that's what you have to look at, no matter who they draft. Even if you don't like it, if it's a JJ, even if it's a Penix, if it's May, I can't take May, I can't take Penix, I can't, oh my God, what are you out of your mind? Well, you know, let Dave's, you know what? Well, he'll be on the, he'll study on the year, he'll play on with Dave's, and, you know, and we have confidence in Dable getting the best out of him.
I was gonna say before, I like Penix. The injuries scare me a little, but not enough to say no.
Yeah.
But I would love that Daniel Jones start the season so we can get our so we can get our right tackle position solidified before the lefty Penix comes into the game. So let's make sure we have that settled down, whether it's Neil or
let me ask you about that, Jerry. Say I guess not surprised, but say they're at six and they draft Penix.
I'd be on board because I
would you be on board?
I'd be on board because I like him and it's what Shane and Dable believe they can develop. So I'm all for it. Yes.
Right. The injuries, does it scare you?
It scares me a little, sure.
It does.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you know
two ACLs. Yeah.
Yeah, I understand that, dude. I get you 100% because it scares a lot of people, you know?
But not as much as a neck injury.
Right. I just think Penix has played through it enough. He's played a lot of football since then. And obviously, Ronnie Barnes and the medical staff gave him for that to happen. We'll have to clear him medically.
Yeah.
So, you know what? In today's day and age, Jerry, I got to be honest with you, because it's not the neck, like you said. That neck always scares me, right?
Yes.
You always feel like you're one good shot from boom. Absolutely. That's it. Done.
Yep.
See your career. Like Van Der Esch in Dallas, he's had those neck injuries for years.
Right.
You know? Daniel obviously has had one. Now he came out the other day and said it was a stinger. So, you know.
Yeah, okay, sure.
You know, so whatever. So, but the knees, the way, you know, guys have careers after knees. So obviously he'll be cleared by Ronnie Barnes. He'll be cleared medically and all that stuff. And it doesn't really scare me that much. I got to be honest with you because he's played a lot. If he had it last year, Jerry.
Yeah.
And he missed half the season, But yeah. He'll be good to go by mandatory camp or training. I'll be like, oh, you know what I mean? Yeah,
right,
you know?
Right, right.
But he's played a lot of football since, so that doesn't really worry me too much. Matter of fact, Joe even said, not panics, but Shane said yesterday, he says, well, we did our medicals. I think it was the night before. I mean, they lose too many guys off the board. That's always a positive.
Yeah, right.
How about the other thing that Shane said, that there was 120 guys that they had on a board that went back to college?
Yeah.
I couldn't believe that.
Right.
Jerry, that's a lot of guys because you know, the circus is now with college with the money and whatever. You know, I looked at a guy next to me. I said, did Shane just say that?
Right? Yeah, and that's unheard of years ago. Absolutely.
Dude, 100, yeah. Was it 170? I put it on Twitter. I don't remember. It was 120, 170. That they had on the board that went back to college. I couldn't believe that number, man. So times are changing, boy. Times have changed.
Yeah, that was unheard of. Even 5 years ago, there was no way that number. He said, he said 9 to 10. I'm trying to find the tweet. Yeah, I don't know if it was 120. I thought it was 170.
I did. Is that what I put? Well, so that's what Shane said. 170. Unbelievable. I couldn't believe it. We looked at each other. Holy shit. I can't believe that number.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, that was, boy. So, and then the medicals, he said they only lost a few guys off the board of medicals. That's good. Not a ton of these college kids coming out, medical flags and all that stuff. So that's good, too.
By the way, Anthony Verdicchio responded to one of your tweets. He's a good listener, asks good questions. Chris, does their board include all possible realistic trade scenarios? Does the draft board just have... Okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah, finish that
question. No, I was going to say, does the draft board just rank them 1 through 10,000? Or is there scenarios?
Oh, no. They're graded out like that.
Yeah.
And then the draft scenarios come into, No, they're graded out.
Yeah.
They're graded out like that. They're top, grade-wise and position-wise graded out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But those draft scenarios, that is played out. They do a lot of those mock drafts, boy.
Colin Coward says that in this quarterback class, Drew Brees is Bo Nix, and then someone wrote to us and Dave Syverson, where have I heard this before?
I caught a lot of heat for saying that. A lot of heat for Bo Nix saying, this kid here, he reminds me of Drew, and he system, he could be effective. You know, I know everybody's a quarterback guru out there. But unfortunately, Jerry, Colin Coward said that, so that means he's probably going to be a bust because Colin Coward
going to suck now. Unfortunately,
I'm going to be dead wrong on that one.
it's really, and then you got to get to see what Francesa's opinion is. If he says this guy's can't miss, it's avoid him like the plague.
Yeah, that means he's going to be a bust.
So dude, huge. Yeah. By the way, huge weekend in New York sports. The Knicks, Sixers. I mean, that is ridiculous. Absolutely. Oh my god.
Yeah. So that's going to be in the Rangers. What kick up one Sunday, Jerry?
Sunday, 3 o'clock. Sunday, 3.
So the Rangers, Madison Square Garden, man.
I got to be honest. We got the matchup I wanted, but you got to be careful what you ask for. But that's the matchup I wanted, the Capitals.
It's pretty funny, Jerry. I got a few Ranger fans, and they're like, I guess we're going to have to be Washington game 7. I'm like,
it should be five games.
I'm like, come on, man. It's gotta be, you could be taking them out 4 or 5. No, we always go 7 in the first round.
They do. We do.
A lot of confidence in your team, huh?
Yeah, no, it should be 5, though. It should be 5. That's why I wanted them. So,
but the Knicks, the New York Philly rivalry.
So you don't like that matchup?
Rangers?
No. Sixers, Knicks.
No. Don't like it. I was with my man, John Schmelik, yesterday from the Giants, and he's a huge Knicks fan. I said, John, am I the only one? And he's like, no, don't like it at all either. This is going to be tough. This is going to be for these guys, you know. So it's the Garden is going to be rocking, Jerry, this spring between the Rangers and Knicks. You know, hopefully, the Knicks continue on. But this, I got people saying the Sixers is going to be easy. When I put that on Twitter, people were like, oh, what are you talking about, Chris? They're going to be easy. And B's not health. And B just came off of even at 50, it's going to be a tough matchup with the Sixers. I got a Sixer fan, a Philly fan, Jerry, a very good friend of mine, Eagle fan. He was already texting this morning. What are you guys crazy? Think you're going to beat us? We're going to smoke. He's already starting with a Sixer Philly.
Is he really?
He's a whack job, this guy.
Yeah.
A good friend of mine. He's a funny guy.
Most of them are. Yeah, that's funny, man.
He's funny. He goes, are you guys? Are you? Because I text him. I said, Knicks in 6. Don't even think you're winning this. I'm fooling around. And he's like, are you? We're going to win in 5. We got Embiid back. You got no chance. That's freaking funny. I said, we got Brunson. That's all we need. You know? So
I laughed before because you said, Rangers, Knicks at the Garden.
Yeah.
Hopefully the Knicks advance.
I don't want the Rangers to advance. fans. Nah, the Rangers are Gonar fans, but you know, you cocky bunch of fans.
I'm not, dude. Don't throw me into that. That's Marash and those guys. I love Marash, but he's a dude. He's a tough Ranger fan, man.
Well, like, Sean, he admits it. You know.
I look at his tweets. I'm like, oh my god, Sean, wow.
Yeah. So, I was actually laughing. I saw Evan and Sean, Evan Roberts and Sean. They had like Mayor Adams on yesterday, something talking about trying to get that stadium for the Jets or something.
Yeah, he's like, can you move the Jets back to New York?
Yeah. I was the Jet fans are funny with that stuff. Can you get us a stadium, Mr. Mayor? And you got a better chance of freaking me playing alongside Panarin tonight, tomorrow Sunday on Rangers than that happened.
Yeah.
So,
but I went.
No, Jerry, exciting times. New York fan, obviously the draft coming up. Giants, Jets for the Jets fans, and the Rangers and the Knicks. That place will be rocking, dude.
I went Monday against Ottawa with my daughters, and I got to be honest with you, dude, it was a 3-hour party. It was almost, wasn't the 41-0 Giants Vikings, but it was that feel like we're going to win tonight. We're going to get the President's Trophy. MVP chance for Panarin, chanting Igor. It was like cheering the whole game because, you know, if they didn't beat Ottawa, you're like, oh my God, come on guys. Really? We're going to lose to Ottawa tonight. But it was electric. I mean, the garden was insane. It was crazy. So
folks, Jerry's been in a garden 1,000 times. I've been in a garden. I haven't been in a garden lately, but I used to go to garden all the time. Man, there's nothing like playoff hockey or playoff basketball in Madison Square Garden. It is insane.
Tell you what, man, there's a buzz around the city this time. You could feel it. It's crazy. Everyone's wearing their gear. Well, it's like, oof.
Well, Jerry, you got a hockey team that could very possibly go to Stanley Cup and win it.
Yeah.
And you have a basketball team that could very possibly go to conference finals.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just, we haven't had, I guess, look, as a Knicks fan, Jerry, I haven't really had this feeling probably since the Latrell Sprewell days, bro.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And as you as a Ranger, well, you know what? You've kind of had that feeling last week. Well, you're kind of used to a little bit that you could make a run. You kind of used to.
Yeah. But this one feels a little better. Yeah.
Yeah. As far as a basketball fan, I really haven't had a feeling like, oh, this team could make a run to the conference finals against the Celtics, you know, if the Boston even gets it. Yeah, Kyle Johnson. If Boston even gets there,
he's funny.
We
man.
Know how they choke in the playoffs.
He's so funny. I see his responses. It's just like, oh my God, dude, he cracks me up. He's one of the cockiest kids. Good dude. Cracks me the hell up.
He does it in a good way. He's just
he cracks me up, man. What did he say the other day? Oh, that was just what? Earthquake. No, that was Juan Soto hitting another homer.
Yeah. Then he went silent when they lost 3 in a row. And then all of a sudden, Kyle was silent.
I was going to say, by the way, the Knicks, the one thing to get me into this playoffs, they're playing the Sixers. So I'm definitely watching.
Jerry, I'm sure you'll be tuning in a little bit. I know you're not a big basketball fan. I got to be honest with you, dude. You know, Jalen Brunson's got me back into basketball.
That's fair.
I absolutely love
it's a Jalen badass.
Brunson. I haven't bought a Knicks jersey in a long time, Jerry. And I actually consider going out and buying a Knicks jersey again.
Good, yeah, nice. That's awesome.
Jalen, because he represents New York.
Yeah.
In my opinion. So he's a hard nose, doesn't complain.
Yep.
He's a gamer.
Yeah.
That's what New York wants, bro.
You're right.
They don't want some guy to complain. You know, they don't want that, what was that buffoon on the Nets? Simmons, what the hell's name?
And I didn't love the Carmelo era. I got to be honest. I wasn't a big Carmelo fan. Yeah, I like Stoutmeyer, actually. I liked him.
But I like Amari. I love him a lot. But it's Philadelphia, New York. So I think people are casually watching Knicks. They're like, oh,
me.
I'm tuning this in because it's the Sixers.
Yep, exactly right.
The Sixers are already chirping down there in Philly. You know, when they're stuffing cheesesteaks in their stupid faces, they're already chirping about the Knicks. Yeah. Oh, well, we don't really consider this. Okay, guys. All right, so we'll see what happens on the basketball court starting Saturday.
All the success you've had in the playoffs over the last however many years,
we'll
guys.
See.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens. But look, everybody, enjoy the draft. Me and Jerry will be on Friday. Jerry? We're going to try to work Friday afternoon.
Yeah, we'll do something
recap
Friday.
Round one.
Yeah.
And we'll be back shortly, a couple of days after that, to recap the draft. So,
and I'm probably going to live stream round one. So
Jerry will be on live stream round one. I'll be
hopefully get a text from Chris at the facility.
Yeah. Balls. Right before. Balls.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to text you. Fighting Irish.
Yes, so, right.
So, and by the way, Jerry, if we go running back in the middle rounds, could we please draft my boy Esther?
I know. That's your boy. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. Yeah.
I'm telling you, you would love this kid.
No, I know. Yeah.
So anyway, enjoy it. I'll be at the stadium. We'll be, giving some live, whatever the hell we're hearing. Then we meet with, you know, with Joe, Shane, and Dave's after the draft pick.
Yeah.
They'll discuss the thought process and all that stuff. So should be a good time, bro.
Yeah, good stuff, dude.
You'll get the feel of the fans, Jerry. You're going to be on the live feed, so you'll get all the feel of the fans. As soon as the pick is announced, you'll be getting 4 million comments.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and, dude, we get comments from the moment it starts. It's, we better trade up. We better trade back. We better stay put. I was like, oh, my God, this is awesome. So,
yeah. So, Jerry, you're going to be getting a ton of comments on this live stream as soon as New England's on the board.
Yep. Yeah, right.
We expect Daniels at number 2.
Yeah, yes.
And then as soon as New England's on the board, as soon as they make their pick, bro, get ready. You're going to get flooded.
Yeah.
Flooded with comments between Twitter and his live feed. Forget it. It's going to be like, trade up, dude. Like, get this guy.
On my phone, I'll look here. Oh, my God, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Good stuff. All right, guys. We'll be back, like I said, next Friday. Before that, we'll do the live stream and see you then. Sundays are Giant days, baby.
Enjoy the draft. And go Knicks.
No, yes. Not Rangers. Let's go Rangers.
I'm only kidding. So we'll see you next week. All right.